It's a golfing day. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. How are you today?
I'm okay. I didn't know it was a golfing day. Taking me golfing?
That's why I'm so happy today. Will probably be the last nice day that we are forecast to have for the next 4 months.
That is amazing that in November you can still golf.
And it happens to coincide with a Community News taping day. So I will be doing this taping rather rapidly, and then I'm going to play as much golf as I can until I can't play again until March.
Well, you said it's a golfing day. It made me think that you meant I was coming with you.
I would take you, but I know that you are actually going to have an errand to run yourself. Otherwise, I would love to have you golfing with me.
You've never actually invited me to the golf course.
And coming to the golf course and playing golf for the first time, I'm sure you would not get on my nerves at all. I'm sure it would be a very easygoing day for my last game of golf.
You don't want me intruding on your one peaceful place that makes you happy. It's interesting that you've never invited me there.
Shocking. Yes, shocking.
Shocking that you've never wanted to combine Sasha and golf.
It's amazing how those two things have not meshed ever.
Exactly. Ever.
Kept in their separate little boxes. So
exactly.
Anyway, so I'm going to play golf. So we're going to make this one brief. I want to catch everybody up to date. You're still living in the two rooms at the motel. Any update on your new house yet or nothing?
Well, let me see. Well, let me first start with the hotel motel that I told you about. This weekend, I spent a lot of it in bed while the children and their father went and did other things. And I realized it was quite peaceful. So it's not maybe about the size of the space. It's about the other cohabitants, like all talking at once and interrupting each other and talking over me and interrupting me, that makes it difficult. So I had a lovely, quiet weekend of enjoying the motel to myself for a lot of it. Any update on our new house? No. So, you know, we have been looking, but since we sold our house, all the houses are up like 30%. So even to buy back a house, I don't want a house as big as what mine was, right? But let's say I want a house like maybe half the size. It's no longer half the price of what I sold mine for. It's like half the price plus another 30%. So, you know, we sold and now everything's up. So it's hard to really find. And the other problem is that as soon as you find something online, it's gone within like 10 hours. So people are buying things sight unseen without even coming here. Some of them have their realtors FaceTime inside to them. So, I mean, I'm a pretty decisive person. I'm a good decision maker. And I don't need to go to a house three times and then bring a contractor and then bring a decorator. Like, I'm not that person. I have bought all my other houses seeing them once. But I still need a few moments to just like think about it, process, drive around the neighborhood. And before you can do that, gone. They're all gone.
So the solution might be that you just get a third room at the hotel for yourself, and then you could live there for the rest of your life. How great would that be?
That might be the perfect solution. Now, although I might need to upgrade to a slightly nicer hotel than the Townport Inn if I'm going to make it permanent.
Now, if you were to get your own room, would it be adjoining with either of the room that contain your kids or your husband, or would you make sure you got it at a different section of the hotel?
Because our current situation, we are adjoining, and I like it because we can freely go back and forth. At the same time, now that you bring this up, you're right. Maybe a third room in a different wing would be a good idea. And like whoever needs quiet time could have it. If the kids are doing their online schooling, one of them could go there. If their dad is working from home, he could go there. Like we could all rotate who uses that isolation room.
Right. Oh, I figured that would just be your room by itself that no one could enter unless you gave them permission to enter.
That would be a dream if I had that much of a prima donna life. But I don't. I'm sort of Cinderella in the family. So if I was allowed that, that would be fantastic. And I would want it at a nicer hotel. But that's not the life I exist. It would basically be like if I could beg for that to happen, maybe we could all share it for whoever needs the quiet time.
Anyway, more importantly, you told me after the show you're going on an errand to get your new driver's license. Yes.
And I have to tell you, it took 4 weeks to get the appointment because you have to go at a set time, you know, because they don't want pandemonium. But look at me. This is going to be my license for the next 6 years. It is going to be literally like those Facebook memes of what moms look like or people look like after 6 months of COVID. But this is after 9 months of COVID. My hair is crazy all over the place. I have no makeup on. I think one eye is bigger than the other because one's half open. I'm going to look like a cyclops. And I'm debating, should I put a little makeup on and try to fix the situation? Or do I just go full COVID-19 look? Like my 2020 driver's license, my to the end of 2019 driver's license can really be a time capsule reflecting these times.
Now, will you be wearing a mask or no mask? Is that the other consideration?
That's the other consideration. Do I say to them, hey, I'm too scared to take off my mask and my sunglasses because I don't want any droplets getting in my eyes, mouth, and nose. So you'll have to take my picture like this. And then what would be the point? Because how identifiable would I be with a new driver's license where I'm completely covered? Do you think I should? You know how there's the anti-maskers who go in places arguing that they should be allowed to not have it? Should I go that other route, like the very anal masker?
Absolutely. Like,
I refuse to take this off around all of you. I don't know where you've been, what parties you're going to on the weekend.
That would be amazing. And
I think that's what I'll do, and I'll report back on next week's show.
I was just going to say, had it been any other week or any other day and not the nicest day of the year, I'd be accompanying you. But since I'm going to play golf, I won't. A couple other things. The community center has dance lessons coming up, socially distanced. Come with your partner. You'll be dancing, I guess, 6-10 feet away from other people. No line dancing or square dancing or anything going on where you're change your partner, do-si-do, or anything like that.
I so want a do-si-do with you. Would your ex-wife get upset if I said I want a do-si-do with you and if we went to the dance lessons and we do-si-do'd? Would she get mad?
She would not. She would get mad only in the fact because she's been asking me to go to dance lessons for 30 years and I've never gone. So that would be the only reason. So if I said I was doing it as a goof for community news, she'd be furious at me.
So maybe it'd be better if she went with you as the goof.
Right.
Like, but she went with your,
But she wouldn't take it as a goof. Possessive. That's the problem.
She wouldn't like that. And she wouldn't be possessive that you're do-si-do-ing with me.
No, she could care less. No.
Wow, that's great that she's not like jealous or possessive. You're lucky.
Yes, very lucky that way. Elections in town. We'd like to congratulate all the local winners. We're working on getting some of the local winners on Community News if they're brave enough to answer some hard-hitting questions.
The only one we've ever had on in the past 2 years and 3 months that we've been on the air was the mayor, and he was fantastic.
Right.
We had him in two parts. So if any of the new RTM members or Board of Ed members or Board of Finance members or State Senate would like to come on our show, we would love to have you on to tell our listeners what your plans are, what your first 120 days are going to look like.
Sounds perfect. Okay, on that note, I am cutting it short. I'm going to play as much golf as I can because I'm going to be miserable for the next 4 months sitting inside.
I was going to say, this is the perfect symbolism of our lives. You get to go golf. I get to go stand at the DMV. That seems to be how our life breaks down. Paul gets a lot more pleasure. I get a lot more drudgery.
But something tells me, though, that being at the DMV and witnessing you there is going to give people pleasure in of itself. So whatever shenanigans go on.
Only you and whatever other people find me in any situation funny the way you do. But not everyone finds that. You know what I mean? Other people might be annoyed, like, oh, she's talking too long to the person, or you know what I mean? You would find something funny, and a few other people I know would find something funny watching me there.
Just snorted. That's how funny it is.
But like other people there, well, I guess there won't be a line since we all have a time slot that we had to get a month ago. Hopefully there'll be no line. There'll just be me and some angry, disgruntled state employee.
Something tells me that something's going to happen. Just call me crazy. I don't know why.
Okay.
Nostradamus. Just call me crazy.
We'll see if I have a good story for community news. I just can't believe I'm going to let myself have a pandemic looking license. Like, I thought, oh, maybe I'll get my hair blown or try to put myself together for this license because I'm going to have it for who knows. How long do they last now? 6 years, eight
something
years, 10
like
years?
Something like that. In Arizona, they last like 30 years. It's crazy.
Maybe what if I go like
yes,
this?
Cousin it.
My hair is right
cousin
now.
Cousin it.
My hair is so messy. What if I go like this? Would they actually have the nerve to say, like, I can't really see your face. I look like the girl from The Ring, you know, who's climbing out of the well. That movie.
That would be so great.
Maybe I should just do this because, like, would they say anything or would they feel like they're insulting me if I have, like, one eye peeking out? Would they feel like they're insulting me? If... I think I'm going to have to do this and see if I can get someone in my family to videotape it. If I'm
you
like,
have
hi,
to.
I'm here for my license. And our listeners can't see, but I have my whole hair covering
well, you're
my
gonna,
face.
I need you to take a picture. Line. We're going to take a picture and post it online so
okay,
we can get
I'll
it.
I'll go like this and I'll be like, hi, I'm here for my license. And like, are they going to have the nerve to say, you have to move your hair? And then I'll be like, I'll be like Nell when Jodie Foster was raised in the, huh? Here's my license. And then every time I go somewhere and someone calls for the license or I fly, they'll look at it and be like, they won't know if it's a joke or real or what. Should I do that? Should I see how bad I could look, how bad I can get away looking in it? I think that's going to be my plan. Because I feel like if there's a pendulum of like trying to look good for the license, looking terrible for the license, I'm closer to looking terrible. So I feel like it would take more work for me to try to swing the pendulum to even looking good. So why not just fully embrace looking like crap?
I can't even talk at this point.
That's my plan. I'm going to fully embrace looking like Nell, who was raised in the wild, and the Ring girl. Somewhere between those two. I'm waiting for my license.
And on that note... This ends Community News. And as always, my name is Paul.
My name is Sasha.
Sasha, it's wonderful to see you. I cannot wait to hear what happens at the DMV.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can put Sasha on my license. Like when I go in and they see my real name, but I'm going to say I changed my name 2 years ago in 3 months. Can you just change it to Sasha? I'll get in that argument for you too.
Even Pet Community, thanks for listening.
We'll see you next Tuesday, Community.
All right.
Love you.
Take care. Bye-bye.